The president of the Florida Cattlemen's Association was one of two members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association who testified this week before the House Ag Committee's Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Subcommittee about the state of the U.S. beef industry. Jim Strickland, a cow-calf producer from Iaca, Florida, along with Ann Burkholder, a cattle feeder from Cozad, Nebraska, testified about the challenges and opportunities for the industry and the impact federal regulations have on their operations. Strickland said numeric criteria restrictions in Florida could force farmers and ranchers off their land.
I don't like farmers and ranchers at every household in the state of Florida being affected by a court decision not based in sound science. And also, the numeric nutrient criteria that they put out is unobtainable. If a pristine spring in Ocala Forest, which has not had any industry, virtually any agriculture, no homes around it, does not meet the numeric nutrient criteria, what are we going to do?
While Florida is currently being singled out by the EPA in this area, Strickland said, much like EPA efforts in the Chesapeake Bay, all of agriculture needs to pay close attention.
You better watch Florida, because the numeric nutrient criteria is not specific to Florida. It is a model for all the United States.
According to a study conducted by the University of Florida and the Florida Department of Agriculture, it could cost between $800 million and $3 billion to implement the numeric nutrient criteria. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.